Thank you and welcome also from our side. I hope you all had a nice summer vacation and are looking forward for the second half. Today, I want to give you some remarks on the half-year results of Deutsche EuroShop and the forecast for 2007. First of all, to remind you what happened in our portfolio, not that much, but the three projects under development developed quite favorable. The Stadtgalerie Passau had the laying of the foundation stone in April. The topping out ceremony will take place in October. This year, currently more than 70% pre-let, and there are good negotiations underway so that we are very optimistic to have that fully let also far ahead from opening in autumn next year. The Galeria Baltica had the topping out ceremony in May. It's 100% let and will open in October this year. And finally, Stadtgalerie Hameln, the topping out ceremony took place in July, early July. 92% of the space is already pre-let long-term. Scheduled opening will be still spring next year. And from the share side, we had the execution of the share split in August. Now we have very low stock prices, and I really have to get to adjust to, because it's like changing for me D-Mark, Deutsche Mark into Euro. 24, 25 Euro is something unusual for me. Well, let's come to the results. Figures are absolutely in line with our forecast. So on the revenue and on EBIT and net finance cost side, there's not much change. Only on earnings before taxes and the consolidated profit level, there's a sharp drop of 35 and 43% respectively, but that is only due to the valuation effect we had in 06, which didn't appear in 07 again. As you may remember, earnings per share dropped from 139 to 79 cents for the first 6 months. The operating earnings per share dropped only by 6% from 83 cents to 79 cents. On the balance sheet side, also no big surprises. Equity was lower due to the dividend. The liabilities increased due to the construction projects. Overall, total assets increased only by 1% to 1.8 billion euro. Equity ratio is slightly down to 48%, but we've got a loan-to-value relation currently of 45%, so very solid debt financing as well. Cash and cash equivalents dropped by 20% due to the dividend and as well as the projects under construction. The balance sheet, a little bit more on detail. We invested 48 million euro into the new projects, Gdansk, Hameln, and Passau. The current assets reduced by 28%, mainly due to the dividend and these projects. And as already mentioned, total assets moved only 1% up to 1.8 billion. On the liability side, the equity is more or less stable, a little lower due to the dividend in June. Non-current liabilities up due to the investments and all the other two positions on the balance sheet, deferred taxes and current liabilities offset each other. So again, also 1% change also on the equity and debt side. Let's come to the profit and loss account. As already mentioned, revenues were, as expected, by us 1% lower in the first 6 months. We are happy with this figure. We expected a little more, but we will see that later. Other operating income was lower because we had in the second quarter of 06, we showed the capital gain from the sale in Etrombia, which was a one-time effect. So that's the main reason why that is lower, the other operating income. The property operating and management costs as well as the other operating expenses were more or less on the same level than the year before. Overall, EBIT dropped by slightly by 3% to 37.8 million. On the net finance cost side, there is they increased by 500,000 euro, mainly due to a lower income from our investment in Poland, which was scheduled because it was a one-time effect from 2005 we showed in 2006, and now we repay debt, and that's why we expect for the overall year 2007 a lower amount from this investment as income as it was the last year. The measurement gains and losses disappeared more or less in 07 and 06. We had this consolidation effect that amounted to 8.2 million euro profit in the first 6 months, it was only 150,000 euro. That is the main reason why the earnings before taxes dropped by 35% to 18.2 million, and the consolidated profit dropped even a little more, also due to the sale of Etromir, which we will see later on. It dropped by 43%, the consolidated profit, to 13.5 million. And let's come to the well-known bridges. The revenue bridge, we adjusted the figure for the first 6 months of 2006 by Klagenfurt and Wolfsburg, where we achieved 1 million more euro in the first 6 months of 2007. Then, due to the sale of Etromir and Viterbo, we lost turnover of 2.4 million, so that in the end, the like-for-like rental growth amounted to 1.1 million or 3.2% compared to 2.8% in the first quarter. EBIT bridge, rather simple, minus 1.2 million or 3%. Out of these 1.2 million, 500,000 euro resulted from the capital gain after cost of the sale of Etrompia, so the real operating EBIT drop is only 700,000 euro or 2%. The net interest expense, as already mentioned, was 500,000 higher than for the first 6 months of 2006, and that is mainly due to a lower income from investment. The EBT bridge, if you adjust the result for the first 6 months of 2006 by the valuation result difference of 8.1 million, you'd have an adjusted half-year result of 2006 of 20 million euro. Operating EBT dropped by 9% or 1.8 million to 18.2 million euro in the first 6 months of 2007. And if we look finally on the profit bridge, the profit after taxes bridge, we showed 23.9 million. In the first 6 months of 2006, we had 6 million euro valuation gain after taxes included in that figure, and we realized a 3.5 million euro profit from the sale of Etrombia after taxes. So the drop in profit after taxes on the operating level was only 6% on 900,000 euro to 13.5 million euro. Let's come to the forecast. First of all, what will happen in our portfolio? As already mentioned, the Galeria Baltica will open on October 4th of 2007, so in 8 weeks. It is fully let, and we really hope to see many of you there. Then we think we should say something to the current top topic, the global property crisis. We don't believe we are talking about a global property crisis. In our view, it's a healthy shakeout. Perhaps we will see some blood, but the amounts that are currently in question, even if we talk about amounts of above 100 billion euro, are, in our view, not dangerous if you take that in global economic terms. Subprime, well, as mentioned, there will be some write-offs for ABS and other investors, but you always have to remind that there is still plenty of liquidity and there is no sign that this liquidity will lower. And finally, if you compare that to the dot-com bubble, properties have at least some value. But overall, in our view, it's a warning. Don't be too greedy and never finance too aggressive. Well, the forecast can be confirmed. So we expect rather stable revenues, a slight decrease in on the EBIT level, and a little bit more of a drop on the EBT level. So everything is on its way, and we see some chances for a better result. But as always, I have to keep in mind that our projects under construction sometimes come up in the fourth quarter with some bookkeeping surprises, which cost some money on the P&L. So that's why we are a little cautious. And keep stable with our forecast after the first 6 months. But as far as the market development and market conditions are concerned, I expect that the second half of 2007 will be much more interesting than the first 6 months of 2007. And for potential changes on the market, we think we are well prepared. We achieved in the first 6 months a like-for-like rental growth of 3.2%. Our current equity ratio is 48.4%, very solid. The current loan-to-value ratio amounts to 45.5%. The total debt finance volume of 2007 to 2009 of 130 million euro was already secured for 20 years at 5.1% on average versus 5.5% in the portfolio. And we are happy that we early enough increased our minimum net initial yield requirement from 5 to 5.5%. That gives some cushion for the current market situation. We have excellent pre-leasing rates of our three projects of 100% in Gdansk, 92% in Hameln, and 70% in Passau. So all in all, we are very optimistic for 2007 and onwards. That's in brief about the first 6 months. Thank you very much for listening, and I'm happy to answer your questions.
We will now take our first question from Sven Hinz with Berenberg Bank. Please go ahead.
Yes. Hello, Mr. Böge. I'm quite happy that you said that the second half will be much more interesting. I mean, basically, the first half was, of course, not much news to be expected. Now, given that you have invested now some 55 million or roughly 55 million in the first half, where do you see the next investments taking place? Do you see any new projects coming up? You said it's going to be interesting. Why? Because there are some others in the pressure to sell that you can now easily pick up. And is it predominantly going to be in Germany or outside of Germany? Do you follow ECE to Russia? That would be the first questions on the growth and on the CapEx.
Okay, to answer first thing with ECE Russia, no, we won't go to Russia. And if I knew where the new projects would be, I would be much smarter than I am now. I don't know where the new projects are. We are looking at the market, and we see that there might be some chances, not necessarily only in prime shopping center locations as we had, as we have so far. Our main criteria is the net initial yield on that, and if that is in Germany, we would be as happy as outside Germany. I believe that Germany offers us more chances right now than our foreign markets.
And the 100 to 150 million of CapEx, you said that you're going to confirm the target. How much do you still have to spend in the ongoing project that we know about already, and how much would you have to spend on new projects?
Well, that is totally new. Would be total new investments. As you remember, we count as an investment as done as soon as we have signed the contracts, because then we need the financing for that. So Gdansk, Passau, and Hameln would not be included in this figures. That is additional investment volume. The remaining is a balance sheet issue.
Okay, excellent. Then just a quick follow-up on the measurement gains. I know you don't talk about that because it's basically done by some external guys. Mostly it's inflation that's having the impact here on your current portfolio. Is 2% a fair value that we can assume?
Well, generally speaking, I would say yes, but you never know what happens in the overall judgment of the real estate markets. I don't see a big risk, but you always have to consider that this will have also an influence on the valuation.
Okay. And then just quickly on the acceleration of revenue growth in the second half, how much should we expect still from Klagenfurt? Do you think you can just double the 1 million that you have had in the first year?
No, that will
the first half.
But that will be more or less stable. That will be only affected by Wolfsburg a little bit, because Klagenfurt went on stream at the end of the first quarter.
Okay.
Thanks. And there is no big indexation between 06 and 07 because the lease contracts are brand new.
Okay. Well, very good. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
We will now come to our next question from George Candace with West LB. Please go ahead.
Yeah, in the interim report, you are talking about possible extension on of the Main-Taunus-Zentrum. How far is it? You say it could be decided at the end of the year.
Well, there is no news compared to June or May on that. That is underway. That they are preparing the application for the building, and as mentioned in the interim report as well as in the annual report, we don't expect any decision to realize it before the end of the year. Because it's a very complicated issue. We have to first build a parking lot before we can go into the extension of the property. That's always a little bit more difficult in an operating entity than in a brand new one.
And if it's decided at the end of the year or beginning next year, then it would take probably 2 years?
It will take, I don't have it exactly in mind, but I think it is by the end of 2009 or spring 2010. I'm not sure yet, but 2 years at least ahead from us.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then I have a question on your guidance. You say you are cautious because there might be some booking surprises. Could these booking surprises?
That always happens. I'm very relaxed on that because you know that from our discussions we had in the past that part of the investment volume is treated in the end also for tax reasons as expenses, and that shows up on the P&L very often, very surprisingly for us, because we hadn't expected this as an expense but as capitalized costs. And that's why I'm always a little cautious on that. And we just had something in a minor amount which was offset in the current session for actualizing the budget, that it is offset against more income on the other side. So that's why I'm always a little cautious. It might have bookkeeping effects, which has nothing to do with the operating result. That is our difficulty, these projects under construction. That is hidden reserve of the future then.
But in principle, the operating result should improve during the second half. Just because of Galeria Bałtycka.
Well, this will have only effect on the fourth quarter, not on the third quarter. The third quarter should be lower than the first 6 months, because the effect of selling the properties is the highest in the third quarter, because Etramware was sold only early April of 2006, so we still had a contribution of 3.5 months.
Yeah, but compared to the this would be then on year to year comparison, but on ongoing basis it should not deteriorate.
No.
Okay. Thanks.
You're welcome.
We will now move on to our next question from Remco Simon with Kempen. Please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon, Mr. Berger. A few questions, if I may. First of all, could you give us some indication on your like-for-like rental growth you expect for the full year 2007? And secondly, you mentioned something that you saw, interest rates increasing and prices rising in the direct market. Do you expect or do you already see some kind of a turning point in which yields are going up again in the direct market? And as such, do you see a risk of your portfolio valuation at current, which was always quite conservative, as you put it, do you see a risk of maybe a negative yield shift in the direct market affecting your portfolio valuation?
Well, I don't see any major yield shift until the end of the year, and that's why I'm not afraid about our valuation. As you know, it's a 5.4% net initial yield by the end of the year, and that was not too aggressive. So I'm rather relaxed on that. Rising interest rates. Currently, I see interest rates going down again, fortunately. That is certainly also part of the story of that crisis, that the liquidity on the market must go somewhere. So I don't see any big risk on that. For us, it doesn't affect us anyway, because we are fully financed until 2009, as already mentioned. I don't see currently that there is already a yield shift with a negative sign. I see stagnating yields, but I think it's still too early to say anything what might be the result of the shakeout that happens currently on the market. That might have an effect, and I would very much welcome that effect, because then we are again on the buyer side. As far as the like-for-like rental growth is concerned, we achieved 2.8% in Q1, 3.2% in Q2, compounded up to Q1 and Q2 with 3.2%. Our internal budget was somewhere between 2 and 2.5%, so it's above our internal budget. And if that keeps stable, it would be fine. If it would be a little lower until the end of the year, it would be also fine. But it should be close somewhere around 3%.
Okay, thank you. And maybe a follow-up question. What is the reason that the like-for-like growth already exceeds your internal target? Is that turnover-based or?
That has no. There is no effect from the turnover side because that comes only or mainly in the fourth quarter. That is index-based because the index went better than expected.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Andrew Remke with UniCredit has our next question. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, Mr. Berger. Some questions. First one on the financing issue. You mentioned some follow-on financings on properties below 5.5. Is it included in the 5.1 you mentioned in the charts? And if not, what are the average rate for these, and what is the rough amount for these follow-on financings? And maybe can give you an exact figure or more exact figure for the total portfolio right now. Then the second question on some office real estate companies told us last days that they are expecting some increases in yields within the next 6 to 12 months. Do you share with this view also in terms of shopping centers? What is your expectation there? Third question, you mentioned the planned Main-Taunus-Zentrum. Can you remind me on the investment volume you are expecting there? And the last question on deferred taxes, can we expect some positive amount will be booked in the third quarter because the decision is made with the tax reform? That's all.
Oh, that's a lot. Well,
really?
But I appreciate that. Well, these 5.1% referred only to the 130 million secured for 20 years. If you look on our balance sheet with more than 800 million bank debt, you might see that has an effect of perhaps going down from 5.5 to 5.35 or something like that, and not more. But it should just give a sign that there is no risk on our side, and we are happy to have that finance for 20 years. So it gives us a lot of security. I cannot give you any indication how much influence that would have on P&L from next year on. I'm very sorry not to answer that in detail. Regarding the total portfolio, I must ask back, what do you want to hear from me regarding the total portfolio?
It's the financing cost on the total portfolio. So far it was, you mentioned it was 5.5.
Yeah, okay, no.
And then you made some follow-up.
That is my
financing.
Something 5.35, something on average perhaps on that. From after.
So the follow-on financing
was
in the magnitude of 100 million, and there with terms of 5.1%, and then we come to an average on 35.
Okay. Yeah. Well, regarding increasing yields, that could be the case. I really hope that it will take place within the next six months, because, as mentioned, then we are again on the buyer side. So hopefully it will happen slightly. Regarding Main-Taunus-Zentrum, that is an investment volume. It's consolidated by the code of roughly 35 million euro. So not a really big investment, but a very nice investment.
And this is your possible share role?
That is what goes through balance sheet, yes.
Okay.
And finally, deferred taxes due to the tax reform. Yes, we're currently considering that in detail how much it is, and that could be a number that will be dissolved and will create additional profit, a number around 20 million euro for 2008. 2007, sorry.
And this will be booked in the next quarter?
In the next quarter or in the fourth quarter. We are not sure yet when we will do it, because, as you know, there are some issues regarding this tax reform which are not that clear.
Okay. Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, welcome.
We'll now move on to the next question from Jochen Rotenbacher with Equinet. Please go ahead.
Jochen Rotenbacher, Equinet, good afternoon.
Afternoon.
I have just one question left regarding the net initial yields you expect for your new projects, given that pre-lettings have increased and time has gone by. What do you expect for Gdansk, Kamen, and Passau as net initial yield?
When we would sell it now?
No. Given on the pre-lettings on the purchase price, based on the purchase price.
Well, there is. It's certainly too early for Hameln and Passau, but Gdansk, we will have 5% more rental income than expected.
Than expected.
In Hameln, it's not that much, and from today's perspective, also not in Passau yet. But that is only important in the end because. Sometimes tenants have a little bit more space than in the lease contract, so that results in the end in higher rental income. But it's 1-2% more currently on these two other projects.
So for Gdansk, we should expect something above 7%, as initially planned was 6.8.
On a gross year basis, yes.
Okay, thank you.
Net, it will be somewhere 6.3, 6.35, something like that.
Yeah, okay.
Our next question comes from Martin Praum with Deutsche Bank. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon. Just two quick questions. The one is, given your more bullish view on the second half and yields in the market, who would you expect to be a potential seller in the market in the shopping center area? And do you see any players out there that, for example, had a too aggressive leverage and is running into problems and might be a forced seller? And the second question would be looking into the black box net asset value per end of this year. Depending on how the independent surveyor calculates the net asset value, we have on the one hand rising interest rates, but you could also argue that the risk premium in the real estate market has decreased given rising rents and a more bullish economy in Germany. Would you rather expect a rising net asset value or a flat NAV by the end of this year? Thank you.
Oh, that are nasty questions.
That's why I'm being paid.
That is so difficult. It is so difficult to really to answer where NAV will stay. I don't see any risk. I answered that already before. I don't see any risk in the evaluation. But honestly, I wouldn't mind if there weren't such a big valuation gain. In 07, it would be only if it would be a small number, I would be really happy because it's only paper gain, and I, in my business, really look on cash flows, and that is important because that feeds our shareholders. All the remaining is bookkeeping issue, and that's why I really don't care that much where NAV will stay because we won't have any additional one-time valuations in 07, so it will be on a like-for-like basis. We talked about that already earlier in one other questions, that 2% would be a fair assumption that the value would increase by that number. If it's more, it's fine, but if it's less because the overall market is totally afraid, it happens. On that, the second one is: have we seen people that are too aggressively financed? I mean, I haven't seen that on the paper. I've just heard it times and times, thousand times, that that's the way how to finance by within these huge portfolio deals. There are portfolios sold by institutional investors. Set up from office space, logistics space, up to retail space and shopping centers, and that is not all designated to be in one hand for long, so there will be some projects on the market. There are currently some projects on the market which are not interesting, but in my view, it takes at least 8 weeks until the real market might have changed due to what happens currently on the capital market. Is that
okay,
a fair answer?
Yeah, and if I may have a quick follow-up, in your negotiation with banks recently, did you have the feeling that they becoming more restrictive on the spread on risk-free rate, or a little bit more conservative on handing out money?
Well, the last time I talked to bank was before I went into holidays. When I went into holidays, life was beautiful, capital markets were fine, and when I came back from holidays, all that thing has happened, so I haven't had the chance to ask the bank if they would lend us money on the same margin they did just recently in June.
Okay, excellent.
Yeah?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Our next question comes from Serge Demertian with Aurel Levin. Please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon, Mr. Berger. In fact, two questions on your acquisition policy and maybe development in the future. Just to understand correctly, so in the if yields stays there the way they are in the second half, you will not make any acquisitions if they stick to under 5.5%. First question, and then on the extension policy, a company like Klépierre use a lot of extension to improve its pipeline and to develop a lot of its portfolio. Have you identified other extension potential on your portfolio, and do you have a rough figure in mind on that, or it's too soon to talk about that? Thank you very much.
Well, regarding the expansion, if the yields stay on the level they are currently, we would refrain from investing into new properties. That's right. There's certainly always the exception to the rule, but that's the general guideline or the general answer on that. Secondly, regarding expansion of shopping centers, we mentioned the Main-Taunus-Zentrum. There are certainly other things that could be done, but that is nothing where we could talk about right now. It's too preliminary because mainly due to political reasons, we cannot realize that. So it's unrealistic even if there would be the possibility to expand that. So I couldn't give you any numbers on that apart from the 36 million for Main-Taunus-Zentrum.
All right. So thank you.
You're welcome.
Ariane Knibbe with UBS has our next question. Please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon. Three questions. Do you have a right of first refusal on all HAA completions? Second question, about these extensions that the previous analyst mentioned, very interesting. Can you elaborate a little bit on the financial mechanics of that? How much of these extensions are actually developed in-house, and how much would be developed or managed outside of Deutsche Eurosho by HAA?
Mm-hmm.
And finally, can you elaborate a little bit on the yield on cost on your extension?
Sorry, the last question? What?
The yield on cost, so your estimated rental.
Yield on cost, okay. Yeah. Well, there is no right of first refusal for ECE projects. We see that as other investors see that, and we have the chance to give a bit on that. Currently, we are out of this process because there are some others that like to pay much, much more than we would. We think we could afford for that. Secondly, regarding the extension ECE, that certainly is developed by ECE, by people of ECE. This is Main-Taunus-Zentrum, a joint venture with the Deutsche Bank, with a closed-end fund of Deutsche Bank. So the work is done by ECE. The leasing is done by ECE, and the execution of the construction process is supervised by ECE. Yield on cost, 8%.
Okay. Is it just one final question? Is it possible that you would see an opportunity to extend one of your existing centers and that you would do it yourself, or would you always hand that over to ECE?
The problem is that with these six guys sitting here in the offices in Hamburg, it won't be possible to do
right.
It ourselves. It's a complicated process. You need architects, you need leasing people, you need a lot of people to realize such complicated projects, and we wouldn't be in the position to do that ourselves.
Yes. Thank you.
You're welcome.
As a reminder, ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please press star one on your telephone keypad. We now come to a follow-up question from Remco Simon with Kempen. Please go ahead.
Yes, thank you. One follow-up question, if I may, Mr. Berger. Could you please elaborate a little bit on your view on the German corporate tax reforms and the Zinsschranke going forward, and what kind of an effect this will have on Deutsche Eurocap?
Well, very honest answer. Not only me, but also our tax advisors and other tax advisors in Germany don't know exactly what happens with the Zinsschranke. Because it is, for us, it is, if you go through the law, the answer whether we will be affected by the Zinsschranke or not cannot answer. That's why we are waiting for more details from the Ministry of Finance to be able to execute that rule. We think we won't be affected, but that is not 100% sure.
Okay, and you have an idea when you can give us some more detailed information on that?
Believe me that our investor relation guys here in the Deutsche Euroshop, they bother me almost every week to give them an answer on that question, and I can't, and I really can't. It really depends on when we will get some more details from Berlin so that we can give you a precise answer on that.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
As a reminder, please press star one to ask a question. Please ensure that the mute function on the telephone is switched off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. We have another follow-up question from Serge Demergin with Aurel Lavin. Please go ahead.
Yes, just a follow-up question. Just to have your view now on the REIT status, is there anything new from your side on that? Are you thinking of doing something, or nothing changed from the past announcements? Thank you.
Well, it's difficult to say anything to the REIT. I mean, it's really unfortunate what happens on the capital market that does not push the REITs coming on the market. So the market situation is for property stocks currently is not really favorable. So I don't hear that much about REITs. For us, it's not an issue. We don't are investigating any possibility currently whether to realize a REIT or not.
All right. Thank you.
Welcome.
Once again, to ask a question, please press star one on your telephone keypad. As we have no further questions at this time, I would like to hand call back over to you, Mr. Berger, for any additional or closing remarks.
Well, there are no closing remarks. Have a nice evening and rest of summer, and we see us pretty soon, hopefully in Gdansk. Bye-bye.